all the junior golfers out there, and there are many of them, I was one once, there's a stunning lack of information for parents of junior golfers. Tips and tricks on how to help your junior embrace the game and love it and grow with the sport that they love. So in this episode of the Golf IQ Pod, me and Maddie, a couple junior golfers ourselves, we're going to talk about some of the things that we learned from our experience and some advice to help any golf parents out there who want to help their junior. All right, so Maddie, this is a subject that's near and dear to both of our hearts. A couple former junior golfers here, a couple former college golfers. This is advice to parents from junior golfers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that it's just, we just want every golf parent out there to know, you know, it's just something that's going to make your child a little happier. And it's something that we learned, not the hard way, but just kind of along the way, right? So, yeah. So Maddie, what was your background in golf? Like, how did you get into it?
Yeah, so I actually got into golf. I grew up playing ice hockey. Oddly enough, in North Carolina, there's not a lot of opportunity for ice hockey programs. And it was going to be a very expensive long journey if I wanted to play in college. And I'm glad that I didn't do it because I ended up being 5'2", and I don't think I would have made it very far. And it would have been, like I said, very expensive. So I picked up golf. My dad suggested that I pick it up just because it was a sport that was easy to make at our high school.
Right.
There were not a lot of women that played golf in high school.
And is your dad a golfer? Big golfer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Huge golfer.
So he's kind of a nerd. He's probably super excited.
I think he kind of, you know, pushed me into that so that he could talk my mom into getting a membership at a golf club. You know, he was like, oh, well, it can help her.
That's so funny. Yeah. I didn't come from a golfy family. I just kind of got into it through a friend and then just got really hooked on it. So it's quite funny because we're coming at this from different perspectives then, right? Like your dad, probably, you know, avid golfer, really excited to see his daughter get into golf. My mom wasn't particularly interested in golf, but was obviously really supportive of me. So I guess as you were making your way up the junior ranks, like what was some of the stuff that you thought was helpful that your dad would teach you that you want other dads out there to know for their juniors?
Yeah, well, I mean, so first of all, my parents were amazing in that they provided me with every opportunity pretty much that they could for me to improve my game, whether it was taking me to lessons, driving me to tournaments. They made it happen. And I was able to practice at, you know, my disposal. Like there was no limit to how many practice balls I could hit. You know, my dad found the deals around. I remember there was this golf course after 3 p.m. you could hit as many balls as you wanted for $10. And so, you know, we went and found stuff like that, you know, and it was a huge part of, I guess, like those formative years. I really felt like I got to bond with him. It was a great thing. And then, you know, way to bond. And then when I was on my own, they really let me be in the driver's seat of whether I wanted to play golf, you know, competitively and continue that.
That's so good. And it's so important too, because often if you're an avid golfer and you see your junior sort of take an interest, it's so easy to just start pushing, right?
Yeah.
You just want them to be good. You want the best for them. I'm going to try to, you know, they're going to thank me later if I do all this stuff for them now. And really, you need to do the opposite, right? Like you need to let your junior golfer figure it out for themselves.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of something Mike Thomas, Justin Thomas's dad, told me, is that, you know, the key here really is you just want to keep it fun. You just want to have them enjoying the game, because if they enjoy the good bits, then they'll start enjoying the bad rounds too, the hard work that goes into it and all that stuff. But if the second you start pushing, that's when things start toppling over.
Absolutely. I think there's a big, you know, there's a big conversation around burnout right now, especially with young athletes, whether it's at the NCAA level and, you know, collegiately, or even junior golfers that are younger. I can't tell you how many golfers I saw that played as a junior and they quit before their junior year of high school, before those like prime recruiting years, because back then that was when you got recruited. Now people are being recruited younger and younger. And I think that also attributes to that burnout, because parents are forcing their kids to specialize younger and younger and just stick to golf. And, you know, more is not always better when it comes to practice and tournaments and just playing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a few good ways that parents can do this, right? Like, don't overestimate your own ability in teaching your own child golf, right? That's an important one. Like, did your dad teach you golf, or did he get you a coach?
So at the beginning, my dad gave me pointers.
The basics, normal. Yeah.
Right. He was like, this is what worked for me. I bet it'll work for you. But once I showed an interest in improving my game, even not at a competitive level, he let my golf coach lead me. And yes, he found that there were times that he wanted to give his advice and
his
opinions. How
could you not? Yeah.
And I mean, you know, as a kid, you also, from a kid perspective, you don't want to listen to your parents.
Totally.
It doesn't matter if they're saying everything correctly. It needs to come from that professional, from their coach, whoever.
You need that separation, right?
Yes.
And you need to just be able to sort of outsource this. And again, be supportive of your junior, but not overbearing and pushy and controlling of your junior. That's really important. You kind of want to set your junior golfer on a path where they can figure it out themselves.
Yeah, you want them to be supportive like your mom was, and
right. And
be realistic with your expectations and check in with your junior. You know, make sure that they still love it, because you don't want them to get really good and then resent golf and hate golf and step away altogether. I mean, there's still so many opportunities for you and your junior. If your junior golfer doesn't want to play competitively anymore, there's still so much life left to play golf, and you don't want them to hate it until they're like 50 and then pick it back up again.
Yeah, you want them to build a lifelong relationship with the game and not look at them as, oh, they're going to get to the PGA Tour if I just make them do this. Like, that's just, it's so hard to get to the PGA Tour. You know, there are children of PGA Tour players who don't get to the PGA Tour. So it's really a crapshoot at that point. What you want is a nice, productive relationship with your child through golf, right? One of the ways that I was covering the PNC late last year, where there were a bunch of dads there with their kids. And Jordan Spieth's dad, during his press conference, said that one thing he would do with Jordan Spieth is not coach or not do anything, but he would ask him to just set some goals.
Yeah.
He said he would tell him, Jordan, just set some goals, and then, you know, you can come to me and pick my brain about whether you're doing well for your goals and why not, and I can help you with that. But I'm not your coach, but I'm going to just, you know, say that this is something I think successful people do, and that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. I thought that was really good advice,
too. I think that's great, because, you know, you can go at it from two, you know, you've got this, it's a spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you've got parents that are almost too encouraging, and they're telling their kids that they're going to make it, and then there's this disappointment when they don't, if they don't play in college, if they don't go play competitively or play well. And then you also have parents that might be too hard on their kids. So you want to find that happy medium. And I think that's a great way to do it, is to check in, have your player set their own goals. You can't set them for them.
Right.
And just make sure that they're kind of finding their path. And if they need help, then you can step in and you can offer advice.
Yeah, be a sounding board. And, you know, one thing we talked about it earlier, I just did want to underline it a bit, is this idea of specialization. You were saying how there are all these studies that showing that it's just, if you specialize too early, the end result of that more often than not is that the child gets burnt out. They just get sick of the game. And what's also interesting is that when you talk to a lot of coaches of really good players and also just good players themselves, often they're the ones who didn't specialize early. Sure, they played golf when they were young, but they also played baseball and basketball and this and that. And they built up that like general athleticism.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until 14, 15, 16 years old that they started really leaning into golf.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the case for myself. Was that the case for you?
So I specialized a little early, but again, like early as in 13-ish. So by the time when I was 8, I was not really thinking about golf at all. I was playing soccer, I was playing cricket, I was doing all sorts of stuff. But
And that's when you built that, like you said, that natural athleticism, which golf is one of those sports where I feel like every sport kind of relates to it. There's a transferable skill to it. Yeah. So you don't have to specialize super young. Like, there were kids growing up in North Carolina, it's also more accessible, golf. And so you have kids that are starting at such a young age and starting to get really serious. It's not bad to pick it up as like a
six-year-old,
but it's bad to be sending your six-year-old to lessons, getting you know, swing sequence video or photo. I mean, back when I was a kid, it was photo.
Yeah. And like, that, it's such a good point, because when you're 6 or 8 or 10 or 13, golf should just be one of the sports that you play. Like you said, you grew up, you were playing hockey, you were doing all this stuff. And it wasn't until sort of latter end of high school where you started really taking golf seriously. I think that's the ideal trajectory for a lot of good players. You build up your overall strength, athleticism. You know, different sports have all sorts of good mental qualities that can help you doing that too. And then when it's time to lean into golf, if that's what you want to do, then you can help your junior do that. But again, it's not about pushing them towards that path too early.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the mental side of it, it can be tough. And there's never anything wrong with, you know, seeking, you know, help. You know, you talk to a sports psychologist every now and then. I know I did, because starting late, you do have a little bit of an ego that starts to develop with golf. So, I mean, I think that's also something that a lot of junior golfers and their parents don't realize, is that if you do start a little later, that you're not going to have the time that these other kids that started early, whether they specialized or not, that they had to, like, I call it like the sucking years, where you suck.
And right.
And they didn't care what anybody thought, right? Like, when you're 6 or 8 or whatever, if you shoot 100, you don't care.
You don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just to put a bow on this, be supportive but not pushy.
Yep.
That's a good piece of advice. Don't specialize too early. Even if you really want them to play golf, make golf one of the kind of sports they would play. And like you were saying, Maddie, right? Just be a sounding board for your junior.
Yep.
You be there for when... Be there and be ready for when they come to you, but don't necessarily go to them first.
Right. Yeah. They have to love it more than you. I think that's the key, really, is you can't want it for them. They have to be the one that really wants it.